This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On this 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and the floods, our wealth and poverty team has been stopping in at businesses along an avenue called Elysian Fields in New Orleans. That avenue runs from high ground to low, crossing from wealthier neighborhoods to lower income ones, as people work to bring things back even 10 years later. Today, Will Watts, a paint store owner originally from Memphis and relative newcomer to New Orleans.
If you've noticed in New Orleans, people's houses are quite colorful. And they can't use just two colors or one color on the house. They have to use three or five or however many, you know. Which is good. I love it. I mean, I love it. I tell people all the time, you cannot be scared of color. Color makes people happy. I came down to New Orleans almost every other weekend studying the paint market for an entire year. I opened in 2011, where NOLA Paint Supplies were a Farrell Calhoun paint dealer. Well, you know, a lot of people, they all think paint is paint, you know, but until you have to put, you know, three or four coats on a wall because you can't get it to cover, you use our paint, you know, and it covers in one to two coats. It shows the quality of paint. You know, when I first got here, I really liked taking care of the nonprofits. There were so many of them here. I cut them a pretty good deal on the paint, you know, because they worked hard and they did so much to help rebuild this city. In 2013, the film industry came along. It's close to doubling my business. American Horror Story was a TV show on Fox, and it was our first TV show. I couldn't watch it. Well, it's funny because when it started coming out, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to watch it because I'll get to see. I've been on the set and I saw the colors that we mixed, and I started watching it and I was like, ooh, this is kind of disturbing. I don't know if I can watch all this. But we've done some other ones like the Jurassic World that just came out, and then we did one, The Best of Me. I did watch it the other day. It's a romantic, kind of like The Notebook. I was going through, I was stopping and looking like, oh, yeah, there's that color we mix so much of. That's what that was for.